Oasis Audio presents Jack Staples and the Ring of Time by Mark Batterson and Joel N. Clark. Read to you by Joel N. Clark. Chapter 1. A Night to Remember. A blackbird fluttered through the open flap of an enormous circus tent. Only one boy out of the hundreds of men, women, and children sitting inside noticed. The boy was as thin as a rail, with bushy brown hair and bright blue eyes. His name was Jack Staples, and today was his 11th birthday. Jack sat sandwiched between his 14-year-old brother, Parker, and his mother, whose age he did not know. No one else in the crowd had noticed the bird because their attention was drawn to the center of the tent, where a girl in a crimson hooded cloak walked along a rope suspended between two platforms. The girl's daring walk was only part of what had the onlookers so entranced. Not far beneath her tightrope, two lions, one with a golden mane, the others black, circled and snarled. As the girl walked the rope, the beasts leapt and swiped their razor-sharp claws, barely missing her feet. With each miss, they roared their frustration, and the crowd gasped in fear. Encircling the lions was a blazing ring of fire, and just outside the flames were four tumblers. Each held a torch and moved continuously, somersaulting and leaping about to ensure the beast stayed within the circle of flames and away from the watching crowd. Jack should have been mesmerized by the death-defying spectacle, yet he was becoming more irritated by the second. As the balancing girl neared the center of the rope, bringing the bottoms of her feet closer to the lion's claws with every step, Jack couldn't stop his eyes from drifting upward. The annoying blackbird was still flapping about near the tent ceiling. "This girl," thought Jack, "is only moments away from being eaten, and here I am looking at a stupid bird." Jack's eyes shot downwards as the crowd gasped.